You. And traditionally we have one of the members of our beloved family who come up and tell us what communion means to them, and tonight it is James Hilberry.
Hello, my name is James. I'm a very grateful overcomer. And I didn't plan this, but I was in fact broken, beaten, and damned, but for the last 960 days, I've been sober, and that is a gift from God. Okay, so every once in a while, okay, y'all are way too slow. I'm gonna need you to pick something up. Nope, that ain't gonna work. Too slow. Okay, so I love that song. I was thinking about something, and I need y'all to help me out. Miss Trina, the amazing Trina, could you please put up the scripture for step 9? I told you it was too slow. Okay, I need y'all to read this with me. Normally you get out of this and you only have to read the step. But we're going to read the scripture. So, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them and then come and offer your gift. What? For the sake of argument, let's call the gift worship, or a physical offering, or offering my sins to him for forgiveness at communion, okay? I'm a physical, visual person, so let's act this out. Logan comes up. He prays. I go into line, gluten-free, because I'm trying to watch my figure. Oh, I didn't give Shay a hug. I hug him. Okay, yeah, that works even better. Ha-ha!
You're going to act this thing out.
All right. Now I'm good. I can go take my awesome cracker and juice. Thank you, Lord. But my life has shown that it's not always that easy. It's a challenging teaching because not every relationship is neat and simple. Some relationships are healthy, easy, and others just aren't. Some are strained, some are broken. Some feel like they're sitting in that uncomfortable space where I'm just not sure what to do with them. Over time, I've learned that when things get complicated like that, the most helpful place for me to start is by looking at my own heart. Not the other person's motives, not their behavior, just my part. Sometimes that means admitting I was wrong or asking forgiveness. Letting go of resentment that I've been carrying on longer than I even realize. Paul puts it this way in Romans 12:18. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. That phrase stood out to me. As far as it depends on you. It reminds me that I'm responsible for my willingness, for my honesty, and my actions. I'm not responsible for controlling the outcome. I can't force reconciliation. I can only take the next right step, trust God with the rest. And sometimes the truth is reconciliation is just not possible. The door might be closed. The situation might not be safe, or the other person may simply not be willing. And when that happens, the best I can do is to keep my heart right and place the situation in God's hands. Psalm 51 says in verse 17 that God desires a broken and contrite heart. In Serenity Version words, he isn't looking for perfection. He's looking for honesty. And that's really what communion invites me to bring to the table. Honesty. When I take the bread, I remember that Jesus' body was broken for people who couldn't fix themselves. People who had made mistakes. People with messy lives and broken relationships. Sound familiar? When I take the cup, I remember that his grace covers all of it. My sin, my regrets, the things that I wish I had done differently, and even the situations I can't repair, no matter how much I wish I could. So as you come to the table today, take a moment to ask God to search your heart. If there's something you need to own, be willing to own that. If there's someone you need to forgive, release that to God. And if there are things that you simply cannot fix, trust God to carry those. This way, we get to experience communion with Jesus the only way that any of us really can. Honestly, humbly, and grateful for the grace Jesus has given us. Let's take communion together.